Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إذا أضرت النوافل بالفرائض فارفضوها
Imam Ali said, when optional issues, the nawafil, stand in the way of the wajib, the fara'id, then abandon the nawafil. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So yes, indeed, what a humble honor to be speaking about the universal persona of His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and of course, as we say, the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. You know, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam has a persona which has been able to transcend time and place, and even after the passing of over 1,000 years, there are so many lessons that we can learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, who was the best disciple of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. You know, we find that whenever we talk about victory, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he speaks about victory, or when he manifests victory, or when he implements victory, it means overthrowing the system of falsehood. It does not mean building a similar system to falsehood. And so we find, if we look in the present day, that the Islamic Republic of Iran, also following in these holy footsteps of Imam Ali alayhi salam, has overthrown the system of falsehood in their own nation. And when they built a new system, of course, which was the system of the Islamic Republic, it was the system of Wilayatul Faqih, it was a system which was radically different from the system of falsehood. It was a system which was built upon the teachings of the pure Muhammadan Islam, and it was a system that was based upon the teachings and the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so we find that building a similar system to falsehood is something which is contrary to the teachings of His Eminence Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. We find this very clearly manifested in the story of where Imam Ali alayhi salam dealt with Ibn Muljim. We find that after Ibn Muljim had struck Imam Ali alayhi salam on the head, and they had brought Ibn Muljim to His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "If I survive, he is at my discretion," meaning that I will deal with him in a just manner. "But if I die, still do retribution without oppression." It is interesting here, you know, we could have seen that Imam Ali alayhi salam, or let's say if it was another individual, they would have easily said, you know, destroy this person, Ibn Muljim. But we find that despite being an enemy, despite being the killer of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, did not do injustice against the enemy. So justice must be something that is there at all times. Even if an individual who is being wronged is our enemy, we should defend that enemy in that instance because they are being oppressed or they are being wronged. Now, of course, at times these are very difficult decisions to make. These are very complex things to think through. Of course, justice is something that should always be implemented. Injustice is something that we should always stay away from. But justice, of course, sometimes it seems a little bit difficult. It seems a little bit harsh. It seems a little bit strict. So there is no weakness when it comes to justice. Matter of fact, many have said that it was the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam that led to His Eminence's martyrdom. Why? Because people could not handle justice. People who have become corrupt, people who have become polluted, people who have become misguided. Well, they don't like justice because justice is contrary to their personal and selfish interests. We find that with the advent of the Imam of the age, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the same will happen. People will say that the justice of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is something that is too much to bear. And that is not the reality. The reality is that we have become so corrupted and misguided that we cannot handle the justice of the divinely appointed imams. A very profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
One of the greatest scholars of our time was Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri. He actually has a book known as Sayri Dar Nahjul Balagha in Farsi, where he has selected different themes, and then he had studied Nahjul Balagha based on the themes that he has selected. The style used by Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri was such that it can be used by scholars as well as by the general audience. And so it is something I would recommend, you know, as a commitment you can make with Amir al-Mu'mineen, that at least I will think about studying the Nahjul Balagha. If the entire book looks very bulky and heavy, maybe go through this book, where you have different themes, select the one which is of your interest, and then get closer to the ideas and the values of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. Recently, another scholar from the West, Dr. Raza Shah Kazemi, came up with a book entitled as Justice and Remembrance, where he talks about two themes from Amir al-Mu'mineen, focusing on Nahjul Balagha, on the issue of justice and the issue of remembrance, means zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the issue of, you know, righteousness. Of course, this is more a serious work. So those who are interested in serious reading, that book also would be a good source to study about the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen on these three themes, the issue of adl and justice and the issue of taqwa and righteousness and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us go to Ali. The second khutbah in Nahjul Balagha is a long khutbah, but there is one part towards the end where Ali talks about the status of Ahlul Bayt. And of course, he is the head of Ahlul Bayt. They are the Ahlul Bayt of Rasul. And the way he talks about it is very important, because unfortunately we hear time and again that, oh, Shias are ghali, they exaggerate the position of Ali and Ali Ali. Well, this is not a marja, this is not an alim, this is not a khatib, this is Ali himself. You know, the way he talks about Ahlul Bayt, let me briefly, you know, present that here. He begins by saying, hum mawdu'u sirrihi ولجعوا أمره وعيبة علمه ومعلل حكمه وكهوف كتبه وجبال دينه. He says, Ahlul Bayt, the Ali Muhammad, they are the trustees of the secrets of Rasulullah. You know, the word secretary technically means the assistant who keeps your, you know, confidential documents. And so here, Ali is saying, as far as the confidential documents and issues of Rasulullah, we Ahlul Bayt are the trustee of that. Shelter of his affairs, containers of his knowledge, refuge for his commands, caves for his books, and mountains of his religion. What does he mean by all this? Mawdi' as-sirrihi, if you really want to know what was the true perspective of Rasulullah on any issue, don't go here and there. Go to Ahlul Bayt.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.